This is the Kevin and Bean Show on KROQ.
Hey, K-Rock, this is Paul Stanley.
This is Ace Frehley.
Peter Chris.
And this is Gene Simmons, and you're listening to the decidedly heterosexual Kevin and Bean Show.
On K-Rock.
K-Rock.
Don't touch that dial.
K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 5 minutes till 7 o'clock.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. Process servers back in the news. We'll tell you the story coming up and what celebrity it involves in just a few minutes. And we're going to be looking for you if that is or has been your job. I'm fascinated with the people who process serve for a living. Seems like it would be like being a spy, like being a secret agent with all some of the stuff that you got to get into to get that paperwork handed to the right person.
Yeah, they do have to put on masks and dress up and fool people to get into where they need to be. But that always involves bad news, so that doesn't seem good. Other than that.
Well, anyway, we'll tell you about that in about 15 minutes or so here on the Kevin and Bean Show. First, though, time for the Showbiz Beat. You know, I was reading this morning about a new phone app that can start your car for you out in the driveway, if you, especially if you live in some place where it's cold weather.
Mm-hmm.
There's a phone app now that will start your car. Turn it on, you know, warm up the engine, get
what?
The heat going inside.
Yeah. Would that work?
How awesome is that?
I don't know how that would work.
It's basically there's an app for everything. It's turning into a joke, but here's one you might actually be interested in. Metallica has released their own phone app now. According to the band's official website, you can now access downloads for more than 269 live Metallica concerts right there on your iPhone. You can buy some of the tracks for free. Some of them are just 99 cents. You listen to them on your phone there, and you just set up a live Metallica account. And get yourself the Metallica iPhone app. So why not, right?
Sure.
How about that?
Yeah, it's cool.
That's a good idea. I'm glad.
If you love Metallica, why not have access to thousands and thousands of hours of Metallica on your phone at a fingertip? And here's another music note, by the way, in case you were wondering what they were going to do at the Encore Wynn Theater when entertainer Danny Gans died in Las Vegas. He was a huge draw, big sellout entertainer out there in Las Vegas. He died over the summer. Well, how about this for a major announcement? Steve Wynn is going to be standing on Thursday of this week with Garth Brooks as they announce that he is going to be the resident entertainer at the Encore Wynn.
No kidding. Didn't he retire? He retired
until his kids got old enough, and now he's decided that they are.
Wow.
They're old enough that you don't have to spend, you know, I mean, this is a guy who's, you know, worth $1 billion and has basically been staying home in Oklahoma, taking his kids to school and back every day. And he's coming out of retirement and is going to open up a residency at the Encore Wynn Theater. That just sounds, I mean, not that he needs the money, but can you imagine how much Garth Brooks will bring in Las Vegas?
Yeah. If I were to go to Las Vegas and then pay for the ticket and then go inside, would he be singing country music?
I got to tell you, I have seen him twice.
Yeah.
Because, you know, my ex-husband used to country. And he's a great performer.
Right. He's a phenomenal entertainer.
But my question is, does he perform country music?
He does, actually.
Well,
just checking.
Yeah. So not for you so much, but there are an awful lot of people who will be very excited to see Garth Brooks again.
Tuesdays are the day that the new DVDs come out, as well as new CDs.
Ooh, tell me, what's good?
The DVDs that are out are on a piece of paper. Oh, here it is. Drag Me to Hell is on Blu-ray.
Okay.
The Proposal is on Blu-ray. Futurama, the complete collection. Jackass, the Lost Tapes is out. How the Grinch Stole Christmas is out. Juno is out.
Juno?
And,
I think that's out on Blu-ray starting today.
On Blu-ray,
of course,
right.
It's been on DVD, yeah.
And just one other mention of things that are coming out today. Brutal Legend is the video game. Jack Black is going to be on Jimmy Kimmel tonight.
Oh, very cool.
If you want to check that out.
Okay.
He's a voice in Brutal Legend? Is that the title?
Yeah, he's the main character. Yeah.
Couple of CDs worth mentioning today, available in stores and for download. The new one from one of my favorite bands, The Flaming Lips, is out today called Embryonic. New Five for Fighting is out today. Chester Bennington's Linkin Park spinoff band called Dead by Sunrise that we've been playing here, that's out today. But really, Kevin's girlfriend Shakira She-Wolf is coming out today, which means more Shakira videos soon, so that's good news. But really, the reason we're excited is today is the long-awaited release of the new Bob Dylan Christmas album.
Oh, yes.
Oh, man, is that a bad idea.
Now, you've been mocking Dylan for years, Kevin, as if he can't sing. I mean, that's been your whole thing,
right? He couldn't sing in the 60s, let alone now. You can't understand a word that guy says.
He sure does good for a guy who can't sing.
It's like Muhammad Ali boxing, you know? He had his day, all right, but let's not watch him box anymore. It's just sad.
That hurts.